Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Spanked in the Woods by Tabitha Rain, read by Leo De Luca. They locked gazes for another brief moment. Then Archie nodded, dragging her up once again like a rag doll, and placed her over a log that was now on its side. "What the—" she began to say, but he silenced her with a sharp slap to her thigh. "It's not your place to ask questions." The words were so hard and gravelly that Harriet's body sagged and moulded over the wooden log. It tilted slightly, and Archie's huge fist grabbed at it, holding it fast while he kicked earth into the crook of the log, wedging it fast to the ground. He tested it by pressing his palm onto Harriet's lower back and pushing, but she only rocked slightly. The wood was broad yet rough, and her hips dug into the bark. Her breasts fell up her chest, and with every breath, heaved from the safety of her bra. It was exquisitely exciting to be here, helpless. Everything came into sharp focus. The scent of the mossy earth filled her soul as she inhaled deeply, time slowing for her to take notice of every tiny thing around her. The heat and imprint of Archie's hand still on her lower back, the vibration of sound emanating from the forest flooded her ears. It was almost as if a second stretched to infinity. As Archie lifted his hand from her back, she almost felt a piece of her slip out with it, a vision of herself, a speck in the woods with the whole world focusing in on this space around her suddenly took her over. Like an out-of-body experience, she watched from afar, as Archie raised his magnificent arm. Thwack! Harriet heard it first, and wondered for a moment if she'd imagined everything and Archie was chopping logs while she watched in a lustful, hallucinatory haze. When suddenly her buttocks clenched hard as heat and pain seared through them. Her whole body was alight, and her instinct to reach back and shield her painful ass was met with another ferocious spanking before her hand could make it. "Just steady yourself, lass," Archie said, pausing for a second to take her arm and place it gently back in front of her next to the other. Her nails dug into the ground as she nodded and braced herself, determined to let go and see where this took her. Memories of kiss, cuddle, and torture during school playtimes flashed through her mind, and it was a thrill and a comfort to recognize that she liked this sort of thing. Stillness. Silence. Then thwack! A bolt of pain shot through her once more, and she tensed again, resisting the urge to yelp. Her clothes now felt hot and restrictive, and she was furious that she was wearing jeans. It was sore enough through the thick denim, but part of her wished to feel flesh on flesh. Archie must have been reading her thoughts, as at that moment he lifted her by the hips with both hands and reached round underneath her body to her flies. She released a groan as his thick fingers fumbled with the button and zipper. Harriet wriggled as the seam of her crotch rode up into her lips as he tugged and pulled. He began to do it more deliberately, rhythmically, and she squirmed deeper, spreading her thighs as he dipped his face behind her ear and growled. "So you do like it, you fuck-hungry whore. You want me to drag your knickers off right here and spank you splayed open for all the world to see." Harriet had never felt an actual gush of arousal leave her body before, but a wave of pleasure so intense at the thought of Archie doing what he had just said caused her knickers to be drenched in her excitement. "I'm asking you something." He finally released the fastening of her jeans and was about to drag them off over, but he stopped. "Is that what you want?" You want me to punish you for your wanton ways." Harriet nodded and earned herself a sharp slap to the back of her thigh. "I can't hear you." "Yes, yes, of course I fucking do. Just get on with it. I want you to spank me and fuck me whichever way you please."
"That's more like it," said Archie, then yanked off her jeans.
If you liked this, you can read more of Tabitha's amazing work at tabitharain.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.